Barbara and Patrick Rayner were winners of a Bald Head Island vacation weekend in an on-air pledge drive. They recently sent us a photo and this message. Imagine our surprise at finding Jaws on the shore. Unfortunately, this shark had become ensnared in a fishing net the day before, along with several other sharks. The sharks were freed from the net, but this one did not survive. We enjoyed every minute of our first time stay on Bald Head Island. This is just another instance of my life being enriched by being a loyal listener of WHQR. Thank you to all of you at WHQR and Bald Head Island. You can see the Rayner's picture with the late Jaws on our Friday feedback page. Go to WHQR.org and click Friday Feedback under the News tab. We got notice over the last weekend of some problems in our presentation of various shows. A couple of problems originated with our various networks, but one of them was of our making. Programs affected were This American Life on Saturday, All Things Considered on Sunday, and Intelligence Squared on Sunday evening. Since Intelligence Squared was missing its final segment and thus the announcement of the winner, we will repeat last week's program this Sunday evening at 6. Thank you, folks, for letting us know. Several postings on our website commented favorably on Sarah Wood's story this week about James Tramble casting his first ballot at age 65 and the work of the Cape Fear Literacy Council to help him. Barbara Hajek, a member of the advisory council, wrote, "Congratulations, Mr. Tramble and Ms. Webb. What a team and what a victory. Keep up the really, really good work." Margie wrote, "It was an all things considered kind of perspective that reminded me what a privilege it is to vote. Thank you, Sarah, for seeking out what was certainly a moving and poignant perspective in a browbeating political season." We're trying to get as many listeners as possible to fill out our fall survey. Just go to WHQR.org to find it. And here's some recent comments from the survey. Under what you like best, Grace said, fair reporting. Lou said, the perspective, that programming covers local, regional, national, global scales of information. Gina said, I love hearing local people and local issues. I love hearing in-depth news from NPR. It's wonderful to hear a mix of music, except those damn pipes. I love intelligent, humorous programming. What a treat to listen to stories being read. Now for what you like least. Robert said, I could do without all that British stuff at midnight. Jerry said, the Metropolitan Opera. Patricia said, I find the actual pledge drives entertaining and would rather listen to them for 2 weeks than to have 4 to 6 weeks of lead-in to a one-week drive. Mary Virginia, who listens from Raleigh, wrote, as a listener, I don't expect to love every single program or minute of programming, and I'm not going to complain about it. Overall, it is my go-to radio station, and I think you all do a wonderful job, and I know you work so hard at it. And then finally, some comments in the other section from our listener survey. George wrote, this radio station is one of the best reasons to live here. Roland wrote, I live in a public radio wasteland. I listen to you on the web at work, a South Carolina public radio station in the car, and various other all-classical stations at home. Anonymous wrote, as always, you remain essential to civilized life in this community, but the drift away from classical music and serious news makes it harder to be as enthusiastic as in the past. And Richard wrote, it's a gem. Keep up the good work. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. Please do fill out our listener survey at WHQR.org. We're trying to reach at least 200 members who filled out that survey. You can also send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.